just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, well, well. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour on this Friday the 13th. Walked under a couple of ladders, actually petted a black cat. Nothing happened. So much for Friday the 13th. As we mentioned, this program brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com. Even though we are heading into a weekend, that doesn't mean that republictradinggroup.com is on vacation in any way, shape, or form. You can log in Saturday and Sunday and find out all the stories, well, that happened over the weekend. Not many of them, but there's a few sometimes. Always got to keep your eyes open for late-breaking news on Friday afternoons, which is when they usually like to put out bad information. Haven't seen any bad information out this afternoon as yet. But then again, we still got some time. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Well, they didn't get the 12,000 Dow, although they wanted it badly. Dow closed up 12 points, 11,960. NASDAQ up 11 at 2,357. AP says Dow Jones Industrial Average inched to another record close Friday, marking the third straight week of triple-digit increases in the Blue Chip Index. Let me remind you, we are almost halfway through the crazy month of October. We've still got 2 weeks to go. And these are 2 weeks where, as I've often told you, traders go and rub the bull on Wall Street for good luck. Traders carry little lucky gnomes with them, trying to ward off the curse of October. We've still got 2 weeks to go. The last week in October is always the scariest one. As for the metals, big day in gold. Gold closed up $12.90 at $589.90, breaching the upper resistance of $580. Not only breaching it, blowing right past it by $9.90. Silver closed up 30 cents at $11.62. Platinum participating today up $5 at $1,079. Palladium joining in the run for the roses up $6 at $316. Oil closed up 74 cents at $58.60. And surprise, surprise, my friend, the U.S. dollar stronger by 16 basis points, close today at 86.87. We'll wrap up the day's commodity news and all the rest of the stories after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Access. Elysium, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
There's teddy bears in high school rings. And old photographs that mamas bring, the daddies with their young boys playing ball.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday the 13th. Phone lines are open. We're always open, the phone lines on Fridays. Well, the phone lines are always open. There's something that you want to comment on, feel free, 800-313-9443. As I say, Friday's my favorite day of the week. Kind of giddy about this weekend. Well, we get giddy here in the Valley of the Sun, particularly at this time of the year when the thermometer drops below 100 degrees. Today was downright chilly in the mid-80s, almost sweater weather. And, you know, winter is on the way when the fair comes to town. Fair's open this weekend, and I'm going to the fair. Why? Because Brooks and Dunn are playing on Sunday night. Anyway, that aside, quick check of what happened in the gold market today. As we told you, gold rose, heading towards its biggest weekly gain since July, as the high cost of energy increased the appeal for the precious metals as a hedge against inflation. Gold is following oil tick by tick, said Michael Guido, director of hedge fund marketing at the Societe Generale in New York City. He went on to add, you have technical funds buying gold right now. The oil market rallying over a dollar pushed gold well over the resistance of 580. Oil today increased in large part because of a report not only of a growing U.S. energy demands, but a disruption to supply from Norway. Prices also got a boost today when gold topped its 14-day moving average, according to David Gornell, head of foreign exchange and bullion at the Naxos commodity markets in London. The 14-day moving average for gold stood at 583.66, and as we said, it blew right past that one. Gold is seen as an inflation hedge, so some investors buy gold to preserve purchasing power in times of accelerating inflation. Gold futures surged to $873 in 1980, when a jump in the cost of oil led to a 13% annual rise in U.S. consumer prices. The oil price is one of the reasons gold spiked higher, said Frederick Panzetta, senior vice president at MKS Financial, one of Switzerland's four biggest bullion refineries. Gold may extend its gains on investment demand, according to John Reed, an analyst at UBS AG in London. He went on to add that precious metals may grind higher in coming days. We are hearing more positive signs from our wealth management colleagues about private clients' intentions and activities in the gold market. That is interesting in light of the story that we told you about earlier this week about the Liberty Dollars and NorFed, where a spokesman, Becky Bailey from the U.S. Mint, said, listen, if you start trading in gold and silver, you could face 5 years in jail. Well, we kind of know how they are thinking at the U.S. Mint, which, as I mentioned once again this week, resurrected the fear of confiscation. Well, if they're going to call it illegal to own gold and silver, even if it's NorFed's, you have to question what is going on in Washington, D.C. You see, the government pretty much acts like the mafia. I think during the 20s and 30s, J. Edgar Hoover was going after the mafia, government officials started saying to themselves, you know, these guys have figured it out. They've figured out how to have their finger in every pie. We should actually shut down the mafia and run the government like the mafia. Which today, as you may know, the president signed Port Security Bill. Hidden in the Port Security Bill was the anti-gambling legislation. What's that got to do with port security? Your guess is as good as mine. It's one of those Christmas tree things that they hang on bills. When they know if it had to come up to a single vote, nobody had passed the anti-gambling bill, but president signed it today. When questioned about it, he said he agrees with it. What does the government have against offshore gambling? Well, how's this for an answer? They don't have a piece of the action. Can't have that now. You know, this all leads us back to the creation of the Federal Reserve and the gifting power to create money out of nothing was and is, in case anybody's paying attention, unconstitutional abdication by the U.S. Congress of 1913 of their sole authority to print and coin the currency of the United States. This clause in the Constitution was intended by the framers to mean real gold and silver coins and paper dollars, which were instruments of representation of such wealth and were literally redeemable for gold and silver on demand by the bearer, which meant you. And it's amazing when you get into arguments with people or discussions, not necessarily arguments, people don't understand that the Federal Reserve is neither federal, nor does it hold anything of value in reserve for the American people. It represents the result of years of calculated scheming and conniving by a cabal of powerful international thieves and power brokers, otherwise known as politicians, who have controlled our government and our economy for the benefit of their own interests since the day they wrested power from we the people via our corrupt representatives in Washington, D.C. And they've been corrupt since 1913. We are being told that using gold and silver for private commerce is illegal. We are being told that gold and silver are not real money. We are being told that fancy green paper has value. Well, I don't want to shock you here, but we are being lied to. Just ask yourself, why? Ask yourself who the national debt is owed to. Ask yourself where 100% of all private federal income tax money goes. It does not go to pay for the roads, as many people would say. That's what a gas tax is for, in case you weren't paying attention. It does not pay for schools. That's what property tax is for. It does not pay for universal health care. It does not pay for government services of any kind. Zero, nada, zilch. Every dime of all income tax collected from private individuals goes towards paying the interest, and only the interest, on the national debt which is owed to, the Federal Reserve. The same group of private bankers who created the borrow money out of thin air. So go ahead and vote for whoever you choose. It's only theater, my friends. Your candidate, no matter who he is or where he is still subservient to these interests, and nothing will change so long as we, the people, continue to allow the Fed to exist and feed off us like a blood-engorged tick. And this week illustrated that point emphatically by the statement by Becky Bailey from the U.S. Mint. Yes, if you accept a Norfed dollar, you are committing an illegal act, and you could face 5 years in the big house. You know, last night, unfortunately, I, flipping through the channels, stopped at C-SPAN, where there was a debate in Pennsylvania between Rick Santorum, the Republican, and Mr. Casey, the Democrat. And straight out of the chute, they went after each other hammer and toe. The big debate last night, now think about this, this is about electing a U.S. senator. The debate last night between Rick Santorum and Mr. Casey was about who actually worked longer during the past 2 years. Mr. Casey accused Rick Santorum of not doing much in Washington, D.C. Well, we know they didn't do much in Washington, D.C. They had the fewest days of actually working this year than any other year. That's why the term do-nothing Congress was the mantra of many. And they acted and behaved like children. Arguing about who works longer, who works harder, who's not a crook. And I was watching this and I was saying to myself, you know, do these people even understand that the approval rating, even if you take the official figures, the approval rating of Congress right now sits at its lowest level in history. People would rather trust a guy in checkered pants and a purple shirt and a red tie and a blue jacket selling them a used Hugo than they would trust a politician. You would think that some of these political people would realize there's a crisis of confidence in elected officials in America today. You would think that they would be more concerned with regaining the trust of the voters, a trust in the institutions otherwise known as government, dispelling the people's fear that all these politicians in Washington, D.C. are just a bunch of corrupt, perverted, sick human beings. And they are corrupted and sick and perverted. Republicans allegedly stand for conservative values and conservative principles. And yet we have spent the last 2 weeks dealing with the sordid details of pedophilia. Not only with Mr. Foley, obviously showing up drunk outside of a page's dorm, but here in the state of Arizona, Mr. Colby, who actually even said that I reported Foley's bad conduct in 2000. Today we find out that Mr. Colby, a self-confessed homosexual, is now being investigated for taking Cub Scouts on a camping trip. I mean, these people are pathetic. And yet when you listen to the political debates that are going on, it's worthless. Last week we watched the Kinky Friedman debate. And it is structured in such a way that you would never you could listen to these debates and all you're left with are sound bites. Why? Because of the time restraints that are given to the candidates. Well, candidate A has 1 minute to respond to asking what's the meaning of life, and his challenger has 30 seconds to respond. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no meaningful debates on anything, in any way, shape, or form. So, if our political system is a mess, you can imagine what our financial system is a full-blown mess as well, which is the reason why I gave you that little education about who the Federal Reserve is and what's happening in the gold market and how the government actually thinks about real money. Look, you've got to concern yourself with these issues, because you can see where these people are going with it. You know, I've often said, you know, people call me up and they ask me, well, what do you feel about confiscation, do you think? I've often said, look, out of everything you've got to worry about, put confiscation at the bottom of the things you have to worry about. Just because of my belief system that before confiscation, as with firearms, before confiscation comes registration. But we may even just surpass registration, judging by the mentality of Becky Bailey from the U.S. Mint. That dealing in gold and silver somehow is going to make you a criminal because you're dealing in real money as opposed to fiat currency. We are living in quote-unquote interesting times when we look at these events. Now, as I said before, it's a government. It's kind of like running itself like the mafia. I mean, a lot of people go, look, internet gambling, I'm against gambling per se, but this is a problem I have with that argument. If you believe in freedom and liberty, you should have the right to choose whether or not you gamble online, or if you don't gamble online, it should be your choice. The legislation that's passed banning internet gambling, I should clarify it. What it means is that if you go onto one of these sites, these gambling sites, and you make a bet and you have to pay, you cannot pay using a credit card or a check from your bank, because banks now, this legislation, what this legislation did is it prohibited banks from approving transactions for you to pay for gambling with either your credit card or your check. As a matter of fact, there's no way you can pay a gambling debt. And the simple reason is because none of these offshore gambling sites are based in the United States. Therefore, Congress gets no action. They estimate at the profits generated from offshore gambling sites at $5 billion. Well, there's your answer right there. Well, we ain't getting any part of the action of this $5 billion. Let's just ban it. I told you this story before, shocked me a couple of months ago. For many years, I've been buying my cigarettes online from an Indian reservation. I do it for many reasons. The cigarettes that they sell in Indian reservations are pure tobacco. They have no additives and no preservatives. And all the profits generated go to help the little Indian children. Now, I've been purchasing from allnative.com for about 7 years. For a number of reasons. The particular Indian cigarettes I smoke are no different than a pack of Marlboro. The only difference is the all-native Kings I smoke cost $1 a pack. The Marlboros, with the applicable state and federal taxes attached to it, is $5. Hello. This makes logical sense to me. But a couple of weeks ago, we get a letter from All Native. Dear customer, we hate to inform you, but a new law, has been passed that credit card companies can now no longer process orders for tobacco products. Huh? Yes. Cultural Marxism, political correctness. Has come a long way. So now we have to do a COD arrangement when I want to get a shipment of my All Natives sent to me. But it's just illustrative of where we are today. It's mind-boggling in all its manifestations. The government today is acting just like the mafia did. And look, they do contract killings as well. Let's be honest about this. I mean, they act just like the mafia. They are the mafia. You know the difference, though, between government and the mafia? At least the mafia, they had a code of ethics. They had morality. Yeah, they were bad guys. They did bad things, but they had a level of authority that you did not cross the line, because if you crossed the line, you knew what you were going to get. And there was loyalty, and there was trust, and you didn't rat on fellow members of the Costa Nostra. Well, because ultimately you'd pay the high price. But the mafia had a higher morality quota than this current administration. This government is acting like the mafia without morality. It's the best way I can explain it. And it doesn't only go for, you know, these little things that affect me, but yeah, I can see they're going to be doing a lot more nasty stuff. But not when the Republicans are in power. When the Republicans are out of power, and the power that the Republicans have given the Democrats, they are going to use it to the fullest extent of the law. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Days you just gotta get away. Gretchen Wilson, who by the way is appearing tonight at the the fair. Yeah, I'm downright giddy for this weekend. Well, we started the week off with the big news that North Korea had allegedly tested a nuke. Monday, early in the morning, I got up when I heard the news and went to see what gold was doing. Obviously, it was big news. Gold was up $6, and I went, they're not really convinced that this was a nuke. The nuke story, as we predicted at the beginning of the week, turned out to be a one-day story. Today, that was confirmed by the Pentagon, because the U.S. sniffer planes have not detected any radiation fallout from said nuke, and now there's a big question whether it was a nuke or whether it wasn't. But it's interesting to note the knee-jerk reaction of the president, once again coming out giving a press conference about the grave threat that North Korea poses to the United States, in line with the great threat posed to the United States by Saddam Hussein. Which, by the way, this week in Iraq, body count figures by some organizations came out and said probably 650,000 people have died since the start of the war. president disputes those figures, as he did yesterday in his news conference, saying, no, we stick by our figure of 30,000. Well, there's only one problem with that, according to Iraqi officials, saying that 3,000 Iraqis die every week in Iraq. It's not going to take you too long to do the math for yourself to figure out who's telling the truth and who's lying to you. And this was also a week of the Saddam trial. Let me just remind you, he's on trial on charges of genocide because allegedly he killed 183,000 Kurds. 650,000 more than 183. I don't know. Math was never my best subject. Also, once again this week, very little talk amongst politicians about the Military Commission Act. I guess people just aren't concerned about the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, Eighth Amendment, and Tenth Amendment because they do no longer exist. As soon as the president actually signs it into law, he hasn't signed it yet. I'm quite surprised as why is it taking him this long. It must mean that, oh yes, Congress is on vacation and the Senate's on vacation, so they can't do anything in conference to meld the House bill and the Senate bill together to give the president something to sign. Has the president actually vetoed anything? I don't think so. So we've got this wonderful little piece of legislation to deal with where your basic rights no longer exist. But then there's even a bigger story out there that everybody has seemed to have forgotten about, and that is the national ID card. Yes, look, that's law. That's coming to a city and a town near you. Not too long from now, you won't be able to do anything unless you have official government papers. According to our friends at PC World, now understand PC World is a technology website. They don't deal in politics per se, but they're a little concerned about this Real ID Act. It says, as a deadline for the national identification card approaches, questions about their true cost, privacy, and security remain unanswered. See, this is supposed to make us safer against the boogeyman called terrorists. The article says, more than a year has passed since the Real ID Act of 2005 became law, and a little over 18 months, the first new driver's licenses mandated by the legislation are supposed to debut. You see, a lot of people thought with this new ID Act that it was supposed to be for illegal immigrants. Yeah, sure. It's for you. Just like everybody seems to think the suspension of habeas corpus is just for those other guys, not us. It doesn't pertain to us. Don't be silly. They don't mean Americans. Well, back to the article. It seems chief amongst the questions which come up are which machine-readable technology will the new IDs use? See, it's the same technology when you go to the airport and all of a sudden you find out that you are you're on the no-fly list. But my name is John Smith. I know, but many years ago there was a John Smith who was a terrorist, so you're on the list. Please spread them. Take your shoes off. The Department of Homeland Security, working with states and with the Department of Motor Vehicle Agents, was supposed to set up guidelines on this basic but critical topic. Michael Chertoff testified before Congress in September that the agency was working on the project, but gave no sense of when the guidelines might be done or what the standards for the technology will be. Without knowing which technology to use, states can't even begin soliciting bids from firms to produce the cards. I bet you it's Halliburton. And they can't finalize any deals either. They can't get delivery of product, install the new equipment, train their workers, or run trials to ensure that the system is free of glitches. Oh, isn't that special? All that takes time, especially considering that their government processes are in order. And these aren't the only things that need to happen before a national ID card can be implemented. A September report by a coalition of state governors and state legislative groups, along with representatives from the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, confirms that states have no firm guidelines as of yet. The report goes on to cover many aspects of implementing that the Real ID Act itself leaves vague. The report's alarming conclusion include a projected cost for the project of about $11 billion. This is more than 100 times the figure that Congress said it would cost to implement, which was $100 million. See, not only are these people incapable of any logical thought, they are products of public education. They have no concept of math in any way, shape, or form. Even if the new estimate is way off, we're still talking about total costs of an order of magnitude greater than the plan's backers had claimed. No. The report makes some recommendations to the federal government, at least one of which seems difficult to contest. States need more time. No kidding. And we can all hope that the states do get the time and that all parts of government use it wisely, not only to implement the new ID, but to carefully consider its security safeguards. California state legislators has taken a crack at one of these problems and allegedly has delivered a good set of principles that could work nationally. Out of California, something that's going to work nationally? Oh, sure. Oh, sure. What does the Real ID Act entail? Well, it is a question. The cards are meant to help control immigration and protect us against the boogeyman, otherwise known as terrorists, by verifying our information so that, for example, motor vehicle bureaus know who you are, who you say you are, but you don't have another valid license elsewhere, and that you are not a wanted criminal, and that you have a right to be in the country. And if you're in the United States temporary, you're supposed to get a driver's license that expires when your visa does, or that it must be renewed annually. Everybody goes, well, I'm in agreement with that. We've got to control the borders somehow. But the question is, you have to verify who you are. You get the picture? You see, because what this does is it assumes every single person in the United States is an illegal alien. The DMV must verify your name, your date of birth, social security number, residency, prior licenses, and immigration status before it issues, get this one, a new license. Not only a license to drive, but the license for your car. See how sneaky they are? You see, because if you do not apply for this new ID, they won't renew your tags until you have the official government papers. Oh, yes. This one is getting interesting. You see, this is something else that everybody failed to pay attention to. Well, this was going back to 1985. I remember when this came out, people said, oh, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. It's just to stop the illegals. No, no, no. You've got to understand. It means you. You've got to carry your identification with you. You won't be able to get into any government buildings without official government identification. You will not be able to board an aeroplane without official government documentation. You will not be able to rent a car without official government documentation. You will not be able to do a lot of things that you now take for granted in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Why there are not people buying pitchforks from Walmart and marching on Washington at this point in time, I don't know. I just don't know what it's going to take to get people shaken from their deep sleep. that everything their fathers, their grandfathers, their great-great-grandfathers, and their great-great-grandfathers fought and died for is about to go up in a ball of flames through one administration. And most people think that in 2-3 weeks from now, we're going to change the course, right the good ship USS Liberty, by putting in Democrats. I mean, you're kidding yourself. As we illustrated yesterday, this is what a lot of people don't take into account. This is what these stupid Republicans don't take into account either. That all these regulations and these laws that they are passing in order to make us safer from the boogeyman called terrorism is going to turn around and bite them on their butt when the Democrats take power, because they are going to use that very legislation to go after their political enemies. And if you want to know who's the left's political enemies are, just go look in a mirror. Because that's who their political enemies are. And they are going to use this. I have no qualms in projecting that. And why do I say that? Because I know who the left aligns itself with. They align themselves with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which during the Clinton administration helped write what is now known as Project Megiddo, the quintessential document produced by the FBI identifying the real threat to America being internal terrorism, and identifying who those people were. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world in which we live. Not only do we have to deal with the ADL, because it'll ultimately be a crime to question anything about Israel, just the same as it'll be a crime to question anything the government does. See, if you question the government, then you have to be a terrorist. But then you're going to have other organizations that had immense impact after Ruby Ridge in Oklahoma City. Our good friends at the Southern Poverty Law Center. They'll be informing various government agencies about who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. You're going to have Sarah Brady from Handgun Control Inc. once again demanding that the way to solve school violence is by confiscating all firearms owned by everybody. See, this is their mentality. How do you make the world safe? Well, you just take their guns away. You know, you've got real-world examples. Great Britain. Great Britain right now, gun crimes, out of control. Who has the guns in Great Britain? Well, the criminals do. No kidding. Is that what happens when you take guns away from law-abiding citizens? And it's only the criminals that have guns. I mean, they are so far gone on their leftist socialist agenda in Great Britain, even the cops don't carry firearms. Oh, there's a few that do at the airports, but that's about it. Look at South Africa. Nelson Mandela came into power. Oh, yes, we're going to turn back years of oppression. First thing we're going to do is ban firearms. Well, they haven't banned them altogether, but by and large, for a private citizen to get a firearm to protect himself against marauding bands of thugs, criminals, and rapists, he can't do it. That's why South Africa's the rape capital of the world. Why do we have school shootings in America? Because anybody with a gun knows that it's a gun-free zone. Yes, yo. Accommodating we are, let's make schools gun-free zones. Okay, so anybody with a gun walks onto a school campus knows full well there ain't going to be anybody else here with a gun but me, because I'm the only one breaking the law. I mean, it's nuts. But yeah, they're going to come after your guns. They're going to force this mandatory ID on you. Otherwise, you won't be able, unless, of course, you live where you don't have to drive anywhere, so you don't need a car. They're going to take all this legislation that is being passed, and they're going to run with it. I mean, what greater tools can the Democrats and Hillary Rodham Clinton have than the power to lock up anybody who speaks out against them. And they will have the power. Don't have to mess with getting warrants, court orders. All Hillary's got to do is name you an enemy combatant. And you're done. That's the end of it. They don't even have to have the courtesy of knocking on your door. They just kick it in. I mean, look what happened to, what was the guy's name? Dog? The bounty hunter? In Hawaii? You'd think that everybody knew who Dog was. You'd think that law enforcement would know who Dog was. Mexican government issues a warrant. All of a sudden, it goes to an alphabet agency somewhere. These gung-ho guys dressed in black think they ninjas. Oh, we got a warrant to go after Dog. Well, Dog must be dangerous because he is a bounty hunter. He looks pretty mean on television. Let's go kick in his door and arrest him. Which they did. When you think about it, someone with a little common sense had just called up, hey, Dog, we got a problem with Mexico. They've issued a warrant. You want to come down to the station and we'll, Dog would have gone down in a heartbeat. But no, they had to flex their muscles. They had to show who boss was. But yet these are the same people who can't prevent a crime in our neighborhoods. They can't prevent gang crime. Gang crime in this country is out of control. There are cities that are run by gangs. They don't have the guts to go down into the inner cities and stop gang warfare. But they'll come after you and me because we're soft targets. They operate like the terrorists. They go after the soft targets. They go after targets that they know ain't going to fight back. Yeah, so we got a lot of interesting stuff ahead of us, my friends. And as I said, we still got 2 weeks to go in October. We are still waiting for the October surprise. It's coming. I'm sure of that. What it is, what form it takes, who knows. But as I said yesterday, you want to protect yourself against this, there's only one way I know. And that is you've got to have a long-term view of what is and what has been. The only true value that's been around for 5,000 years, and that's gold. Don't worry about what the market does on a daily basis. I can't predict it. Yesterday, I couldn't predict that gold was going to go up $12. Optimistically, I thought it would test the 580 area. I didn't believe it would blow right through, so I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict what gold's going to do this week, next month. I do know where it's going, ultimately, in the long term. And it's going to many thousands of dollars. Exactly how many, I don't know. Until some sanity comes back into the system. But my experiences have shown me, through all the countries I've lived in that have gone belly up, that those folks who secured their future by stashing away a couple of gold coins here and there without worrying about the price, did exceedingly well when the chips were down. And I'm not talking about well financially, I'm just talking about they went out on the street. They managed to preserve some of their wealth. And I know there's a lot of people out there trying to guess where the market's going to go short. Don't worry about where the market's going to go short term. Just buy it. Whatever you can afford. Buy a little here. Buy a little there. And you'd be surprised after accumulating over a long period of time how much you have. It's a method of forced savings. Sure, it doesn't pay you interest, doesn't pay you dividend, because it's not meant to. It's real money. It's not phony baloney, Federal Reserve notes. And if you want to find out more about how to do it, what the prices are, the products we offer at Republic Trading Group, as I said, we never close. Although sometimes when you're up, you may get an answer machine. Leave your name and number, and either Jeffrey Bennett or myself will get back to you. Speaking of Mr. Bennett, by the way, he's back from vacation today. And he'll be joining us next week. And so if you want to give us a call, as I said, weekends, if we answer the phone, we open for business. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. Why is it important to buy gold from a Republic Trading Group? Because by buying gold from a Republic Trading Group, hello, you're supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. The only voice, well, one of the only voices out there that has the ability to tell you the truth without fudging the facts. You know, just clicking through, you know, the radio channels when I drive around, it's amazing that people only get two sources of information out there. They either got to listen to the shrills from the Republican Party, Sean Hannity, Michael Medved, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager. They're all on the same songbook. It's, you listen to one, you've listened to them all. Actually, I find Air America a lot more amusing to listen to than I do listening to conservative radio. But they're just as bad and pathetic. And there's nobody talking about the real issues. There's nobody talking about your losses of freedom. There's nobody talking about habeas corpus. Do you think one single conservative talk show host has talked about what you are going to lose with this little piece of legislation? This Military Commission Act of 2006. Have they talked about what National ID Card is all about? Of course they haven't. All they're talking about is Dow 12,000 and how Bush's tax cuts have improved the lot for everybody. For who? You look at the employment numbers. The biggest gain in employment is service sector. Otherwise, well, service sector is a nice name for hamburger flippers. So we do face some interesting times ahead. I hate to be repeating myself all the time, but these are just a few of the things that, you know, and I always bring back South Africa because this is exactly what happened in South Africa to the T. You know, first the terrorism legislation, then the financial restrictions, trying to thwart terrorism by, well, if you've got nothing to hide, we should be able to look into all your financial records, to issuing a national ID card. Yeah, we can hear the footsteps, all right. Well, my friends, I trust you have a great weekend. Stand by, Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming up, and we'll be back with you on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.